I'm Andy Sheldon. I'm the Senior Director of Product Management at MSN-TV.
Okay. And what does that mean?
So MSN-TV is a grown-up web TV. We are about to launch a new internet and media player device into our retail channel. You'll be able to see this in Best Buy, Circuit City, CompUSA. You can see it online. Buy it now on Amazon. And it's a new device that not only has the dial-up modem and is appealing to our internet newcomer or technophobe, or as we call them, but also has broadband connectivity and is going to hit the home of the digital media enthusiast, bringing all of that digital media that you have on your PC or your MP3 player and bringing it to your TV set in the comfort and convenience of your living room or your den.
So the first question is, how much does this thing cost?
Yeah, so it's retails for $199.
Okay.
And then there's a service fee on top of that of $9.99 if you're a broadband customer,
right.
Or $21.99 if you're a dial-up customer.
And why would somebody buy this rather than a laptop that costs $600 or $800 for a low-end PC for their home?
Again, it's about, I think, from a price performance perspective, if you've already got a PC, you want to run a PC in your living room, you want to take video out of that and put it into your TV, certainly you can do that, and folks do that. If you don't have that, you have a desk-side computer that you've got in your home office, but you want to be able to put movies that you've downloaded from Cinema Now or music that you've got downloaded from MSN Music or that you've ripped in previous CDs. You've got photos from a camera that you organize on your PC, but you want to display them in the living room. This is the device that brings that all together.
Right.
So
now, who's that guy who's in the picture?
Scott Christman.
Scott Christman, marketing manager at MSN TV.
Oh, marketing slime. That's yes. What they call me. Where do I go with this? This is really cool, because I remember the web TV, and a lot of my, I used to help out at a senior center in Palo Alto, and a lot of seniors had web TVs, because they felt more comfortable dealing with a TV than a computer. Why don't you just give us a tour and see where it goes from there?
So I would say that, we still have hundreds of thousands of those folks who prefer to get their email and internet on TV than on a PC. Numbers declining gradually, but we still have a very solid base, and as a group, we're a very profitable part of MSN. When we started looking at this device and what we should be doing as a follow-on to the web TV service, it was clear that we needed some kind of broadband angle. And MSN today is acquiring a tremendous amount of additional content that lends itself to broadband, most notably the service that we offer for MSN videos. This is literally hundreds of unique video clips that are brought together as a service. And what we've done is to put a TV user interface on that so that you can search through literally hundreds of devices of content and create a custom playlist. So very much it's about, what you want when you want it, and we can deliver that today with our service.
Have a wireless keyboard here?
I have an IARC-based keyboard, and this also comes with this handy-dandy remote.
Okay.
So if you prefer to just sit back on the sofa and cruise with a remote, you can do that as well.
Do these come in a standard package?
Yes, they do. Yep. So as part of the package, you get both of these devices.
Okay. And the box that's here is just this little box.
There it is right there. So it's a Intel Celeron processor, 733 megahertz, running WinCE operating system. And we've also got the Windows Media Player running on it. It has on the back analog NTSC outputs, stereo analog outputs, and also YC video outputs. There are also 1000 base T internet or Ethernet port. There's a phone adapter for dial-up internet access, and two USB ports.
Now, how does this compare to, let's say, a PVR like TiVo?
It doesn't have it's a number of significant differences there. One, it does not have a tuner in the box, so you don't connect up your cable output to it or your rabbit ears. And there's no hard drive storage in the device. So it's not intended, per se, as a digital video recorder. It's more of, if you had to categorize this product, it more falls into a digital media receiver.
Okay.
In fact, the product title is the MSN TV2 Internet and Media Player. And I think that really summarizes what it does. It plays the internet. It gives you the best of what Web TV was about, which is internet access, about email, about messenger, bringing communications to your living room and TV. But it also adds that media element, photos, music, and video,
right,
as part of the service.
Can it hook up to a wireless network, or do you need a Ethernet network?
You can plug it straight up Ethernet on wired, and it also has USB ports, so you could put a wireless USB. In fact, we're just qualifying now 802.11g wireless support for the device, so you can connect it up to a home network wirelessly.
Okay. And somebody who already has a media center is probably not going to be interested in this device?
No, the right way for those folks to go is the Media Center Extender product, which is hitting retail as well. If you have a Media Center PC today, you want to have that common look and feel, user interface design. But for folks that haven't made an investment yet in Media Center PC, or they're looking for a more quiet device in the living room, this is a fanless device, this is one of the ways that you can go there.
Okay. And so what can you do with this thing?
Well, so first of all, so why don't you take it off me and have a look over there. So we got the TV service here. What I've gone into actually is our video menu. And here what we're doing is we can sort through. I go to the video's homepage. You can see that I can select from the MSN video service, which has, you know, a number of unique categories here. And if I just want to build up, say, something on sports, I can select on sports. I can select the Foxwire Daily Sports Update, and it will go ahead and play that for me. Now, we're using the, you know, it's part of MSN, so it's an advertising-supported video service. It plays you typically a 15-second commercial first, and then it will start playing up to two video segments, and then it would play another 15-second spot, so sort of a 2-to-1 content-to-advertising ratio. I can take a larger version of that. I have some sound just to prove that it really is working.
Right.
There you go. So you can look at her, listen to me while I keep demoing.
Yeah.
So it's the right combination, trust me. And I can blow that up to full screen. So it's very much about, you know, sit back, select the content that you want, and then just sit back on the sofa and play it.
Right.
You know, and you can't get that today from NBC or Como or anywhere else. You know, you got to wait for them to do that. So it's very much about an on-demand, personalized broadcast in that respect.
Now, can you visit any website, or do you have to just visit MSN content?
So in this case of prepackaged video content, it's just the MSN video content.
Yeah.
However, you could go to any website using our browse feature.
Okay.
Open up a browser, select a piece of video, and if it's playing Windows Media, then we can reproduce that.
So you
here.
Could watch Channel 9 on there.
You could certainly watch Channel 9 on
awesome.
Here, right? And anything else you might want to play with or buy when you're
now,
in your living room.
Do developers have any part to play in the role here? Can they build content for the MSN TV, or is this something that only Microsoft?
It's a great question. At the moment, the device is very much about what we've already aggregated or collected from MSN videos. As we move the device forward, we could certainly see providing tools to allow a content owner to create their own user experience, for example, providing special interest content or premium content protected by Windows Media DRM to be able to be played back on the device that's been stored in a local hard drive in the home.
This is running Windows CE operating system?
Yes, it is. Windows CE.
And so if I'm building a web page for use on this kind of device, what kinds of limitations do I have to worry about?
It's we're using an IE6 browser, and we're currently supporting up to Flash 6. So it's something that we're certainly looking at Flash 7 going forward. We've made a tremendous amount of improvements in web browsing on this device over the original Web TV device. So if I come back to the homepage, I'll give you a good example of that. So the MSN search is immediately available on the homepage there, and I'm just going to type in using the keyboard a website which is a pretty complex website. Fox Sports has a lot of stuff going on, if you've seen that. So it came out as our top pick. And here's the Fox Sports homepage. Now you'll notice that what we've done in the default is to fit what would normally have fitted on an 800 by 600 resolution display and try to cram that into an NTSC resolution. So you'll notice that that menu bar along the top there is, as you would expect from Fox Sports, has a fair amount of information on it. With a single button push on our keyboard here, we'll actually extend that over now so you can actually make, you know, make it legible as you go across that keyboard or across that website. And, you know, we can, what we're doing now is essentially just scrolling the website left and right. And we have page down devices and so on and so forth. We can also, as we select on a particular item, we have text font sizes, so we can change the font size dynamically as well. So this, you know, also helps for the hard of seeing or the folks that have got, you know, a little further away from their TV. So very quick and simple to cruise around the internet finding information on there. And certainly one of the things that we talked to when we were surveying, researching this product was, you know, people that wanted to, who didn't have a laptop and provide a two-screen display service there, said, hey, you know, I want to be watching something, but I might want to kick over and I'd love to know more about a particular product or particular sports team or whatever, and that's kind of what we're providing them there.
Does this support the new HDTV screens?
No, it doesn't. It's NTSC standard resolution only. Yeah. So some of the other things we're bringing on media side is music. So going back, I have high-level buttons on the keyboard here. So here's, I'm selecting the music button. And when I come into the music homepage, not only is this a way to go find music that I might have on a home network, but it also has, you know, other information and other content. We actually be bringing the MSN radio service. So this is literally hundreds of channels of commercial-free, high-fidelity content. In fact, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over here and select classical, because that's what your viewers are all watching, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we pull up the Windows Media Player. We're selecting that. Actually, I need to take a little volume here. And off it goes, playing a bit of... Oh, here we go. Right. Should have hit the play button. Works significantly better.
Yeah. And you can make full screen.
Yeah, we can do that. And it should.
Oh, the page can't be found.
Hold on.
I better just play the music.
Mr. Playing Silent Night. I don't hear anything. So I don't hear anything on there. So let me try another one. Take two. Did you?
Dance Electronica.
Yeah, but have we got all of these here? Let's try this disco. Nice. Donna Summer indeed. Okay, so it thinks it's playing.
It's playing.
Okay, so it has an issue with that, but that's okay because I don't want to show the page cannot be found. In fact, what I'm going to do now is select photos on the keyboard. And when I select photos, what I'm pulling up now are the three, I got three photos actually resident on the box itself. And I can select, I'm just going to turn this volume down so we can hear what we're saying here. And I can select view slideshow, and it immediately goes into playing the three photos that we've got in this particular case.
How much memory is resident?
It's 128 megabytes on here. So, you know, you've got about 100 photos you can put onto the actual device itself. And then you can hook up USB, you know, drives and other devices connected to it. Or more importantly, we might want to look at the home network. So in this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to select I'm going to go back here and find something on my home network. So let's search photos. Too many back buttons. Okay, so I happen to have a device here on this in the office right behind me.
Yeah.
This has got a 390N is the name of this computer. So I'm going to select into here, and it finds music, photos, pictures and videos. In this case, I'm going to go over here to pictures, and I happen to have some other shots of me in slightly wild times, and I'm just going to go in here and select view slideshow again.
Is that really you?
No. but what this is a great, you know, great party mode, as I call it. You know, you've got a bunch of digital photos. You play a piece of MSN premium content. You don't have commercials. You just sit there, let these things crank away while your guests are over visiting with you. And it's a great way to sort of just entertain folks at the same time as having a background multimedia experience. And that's, you know, again, I think.
Is there a service, a monthly service?
Yeah. So on the broadband monthly service, it's $9.95.
Okay.
And if you're a dial-up customer, it's $21.95.
Okay.
So part of that $9.95 is to essentially keep pushing brand new content to you and give you that way to, you know, customize the video service that
Are
you're
you
looking for.
Are you offering discounts for existing WebTV users?
We have a migration policy where they can get access and have essentially a discount on the box. They also get a couple months free for people that want to, you know, transition over from our web TV service. In fact, anybody who's signing up for the service now on buys 1 month and gets 2 months of the service for free as part of our initial promotion.
Right. What do you need to load anything on your Windows XP machines
nope.
to hook into?
If you have if you upload to XP and you use the Digital Media Connect software from Windows Media Group, it just makes discovering media content easier. But otherwise, no. There's no client side information that's
on
the PC.
Can you hook a printer up to the?
Yes, you can. Most Epson and HP USB printers will work with the device.
Okay.
So you can print right off the device there.
Great. Any others? Do the HP ones work? Or?
Just at the moment, it's just HP and Epson. We're, you know, constantly qualifying additional things and working with the WinCE team to help keep that updated.
Great. Any other cool things?
Well, we got. So let's just take a look, quick look at email.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that people want to be able to bring here, and I'm just going to turn down the volume just a little more. So. What we're going to do here is just load back up to the home page again. I'm going to select down over here onto mail. And when I select that, it immediately opens up my message here. And I notice that Scott sent me some photos from a recent Italy trip. So I'm just going to select those. And you notice that he sent me 10 photos. And immediately, those available for selection. So I have to save those off to another folder somewhere and rename them and everything else. They're immediately available in the Photos viewer. And as soon as I hit play, now I'm watching Scott's photos from Italy. So immediately it gives me that experience. So
it's really
very quick and simple to do this. It's an incredibly simple device.
What kind of protection against viruses and stuff, and spyware?
Yeah, what's nice about it is you can't download an executable onto the device. It's a managed code box.
Okay.
So essentially any attachments or anything else will just get rejected if they're, you know, if those kinds of devices or those kinds of viruses.
Is there any thing that developers can do to add functionality to this box? Through applications?
Yeah, not currently. We don't have a developer program or set of APIs published that let third parties put other content onto here. It's certainly something that we would consider down the road.
Right. And if you're surfing around and you hit a page with spyware on it, those don't get loaded either.
No, again, we can't. There's no effect on the box as far as that's concerned. Again, we are essentially proxying every web page that comes through to the box anyway. And sending emails is just as simple as receiving it. I'm going to take this photo here, and I just go over here, and it says send photos. So let's say had some friends over, we were looking at a bunch of photos, and somebody said, oh, that looks really cool. Let's send that to somebody, so send that to me. So I'm going to just type in my address, and... You notice that typing is not my forte. All right, and as soon as I'm ready to go, I can hit send, and away goes the message. So we're using all of the MSN backend to provide these services, MSN Messenger, MSN Mail, MSN Chat. all of those back-end infrastructures are being used here. So we're not, you know, a dramatic use and leverage of the infrastructure we have at MSN.
Right. Can you get into the email box from another computer?
Yeah, yeah. This is essentially giving you an MSN mail account so you can log in anywhere using your Passport account. In fact, you'd log into our device using Passport.
Great. Wow.
If you have existing MSN or Hotmail account, you can get the box, you can just add it.
Transfer that over. Right, exactly.
What kinds of web experiences won't work? You mentioned
Flash 7, right.
And what kinds of streaming media technology do you only support Windows?
We only support Windows Media. We don't support QuickTime or Reel.
Okay.
So it's most Windows Media, not all, some funky codec stuff we may not have, but for the most part, it's anything that was encoded on Windows Media.
How about Java applets?
No, we don't support that.
Okay. Any other stupid questions? What other stupid questions have you been getting from the media since you've been doing media tours lately?
we'd have a few hours there. Yeah.
If you showed them as a video, do you want to show a regular, either a movie trailer or video, and actually show Windows Media Player with video playing for PC?
Yeah, so I think one that most of our folks will have remembered is the BMW movies. So I can go into, my home network, call up the videos, and I have here Hostage. So I can go ahead and play that. Yeah, I think this is one megabit.
Yeah, what about Instant Messenger?
Yeah, we have that too. So part of our communications apps. In fact, this is where Scott comes in.
We got Scott over here.
So here's one we made earlier. Scott types in his message. And at the bottom of the screen, while I'm enjoying my multimedia experience. Oh, there he is. He's signed in.
Is.
Who do you sign in as here?
So they're connected home. That's what we're doing here.
Why don't I do it this way? Ah. And I'll
there we go.
Yeah. Cool. And there's Scott's reply. So this is very much what we're doing with the MSN TV2 Internet and Media Player. So it comes, hit stores in October, just in time for the holiday season. And so we're very excited about it.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah.
And thanks for showing me.
Thanks for
coming. And all this for like a couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred bucks and a low monthly subscription.